You can help with the guests and all the rest. And we'll never stop till we take it to the top. To the top, not the bottom of the top. Top Talent.
Well, here we go. Welcome to Top Talent, my new revamped podcast. This is the podcast that originates from and celebrates upstate New York's capital region, you know, the Albany area. All the talent who lives here, the talent who will be coming to the area to perform, all centered around this area. My name is Richie Phillips, a.k.a. Ryman Richie, former co-host of a, all right, time to brag, national award-winning radio show here. I was on the air for 30 years. I had such a great time. Radio was great to me. Now I want to give back and show your talents off. It was writer Erica Jong, or is it Jong, who once said that, quote, everyone has a talent, but what is rare is the courage to follow it to the dark places where it leads. It's kind of dark, but I guess that's my goal, is to show off other people's talents. This week, I have a special, special talent. This lady was featured on perhaps the most incredible talent show ever on the air, American Idol. She placed third, which was an incredible showing. You'd have to be living under a rock to not know the name. She was a finalist. She did incredible. She placed third. Madison Vandenberg is my guest. And without further ado, she's on the phone right now. Madison Vandenberg. From season 17 of American Idol. Am I correct on that?
You are.
Oh, my research team did a great job, which consists of me and a cup of coffee. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from actually the parking lot of a restaurant because I just had a busy day and decided to just do it here.
She's calling from a Taco Bell right now in downtown. Well, before we even start this, we want to promote. Whoops, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, I heard a boop. before we get started here, I want to promote, because I'm sure that's partially the reason that you're doing this. You have a brand new single out, and we're very excited.
I do.
And what is it called?
It's called What I'm Looking For.
And I was looking for it, and I found it. And here's a little clip for everybody. To hear that voice again is so great.
Thank you.
Now, is that an original?
It is. I wrote it right after coming off of American Idol.
Oh, amazing. And what is your motivation for the song? What did you mean by what I'm looking for? What are you looking for?
Well, I wrote the song about, you know, when I came off of American Idol, I still had this burning, like, passion to go to L.A. and work with all the greats, and I still do, obviously, and I just really wanted to kind of illustrate the way I was feeling about, you know, the big dream and, like, moving to L.A. and doing all the cool stuff, but then when you come back home, you know, it's the best thing, and once you're done finding what you're looking for, once you're done finding your, you know, your dream and your passion, you can always come back home, and that's the best part of it all.
That's so nice, because everybody's wondering, now that you made it big, are you going to remember the hometown? That's one of the questions that was asked on Facebook, and I don't know you personally, but just the way I've seen you out in public, you just seem so genuine and so thankful all the time for what has been given to you. That's the way you come across, just to let you know that.
Thank you so much.
No, I'm
Thank
really serious
you.
About that. Yeah. Just to let everybody know, I went out on Facebook, and I know you went on my Facebook page to see it. I wanted people to ask questions, and I was going to repeat these questions on the podcast. I got so many of them that I ended up deleting all of my questions because their questions, or maybe I incorporated my questions a little bit into theirs, but there's so many of them that I think that's going to be the whole crux of this podcast. And they kind of fall into three different categories: Madison, the early years, Madison, what's coming up, and like a listener wish list, like what they wish for you, you know? So that's kind of
awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of the categories. But I guess maybe we should just do a little bit of a review for everybody. Like if you're living under a rock and you didn't know who Madison Vandenberg is, she was on season 17, and of course the judges were Katy Perry, right?
Yep.
You had Luke Bryan, and you had the great Lionel Richie. And
yep.
For your audition, I thought that was interesting. You picked Speechless by Dan and Shay, which is a country song. And maybe you know and maybe you don't. I was on a country station for 30 years. I'm interested to know, why did you pick country? Because we don't picture you as a country lover. Well, not lover, but you know.
Right. No, I honestly, a lot of people are wondering this because I'm definitely more, I'm kind of like a mix of pop country, but even before going on the show, I was kind of a mix of everything. Uh-huh. I didn't really know who I was yet as an artist, but that song was just, when I had came across, they did a radio interview and they did a cover, well, you know, they sang their song on this radio show and it was phenomenal. It gave me shivers every time. So I covered it at home and I was like, you know what, this is like a really cool song. I really think that it kind of shows off certain parts of my voice that I would want the judges to hear. And I kind of just went for it. And it definitely was not a song that I ever would imagine doing. Like last year, I wouldn't have thought of, you know, doing Speechless as my audition song, but thank God it worked.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful for the song. I owe a lot to it.
And we're just trying to put ourselves in your position. You just go to the audition, you sing the song, and one of the judges, Katy Perry, basically says, you could win this.
It was crazy to hear that.
What does that do to you? I mean, I can see that as a positive and a negative. I could, of course, see mostly positive, but there's got to be a little negative there, like, oh my God, look at the pressure you're now under to perform. You just auditioned, right? What was going through your head?
Yeah, it was crazy. I honestly, I was kind of in shock after I finished the song because I really did not expect that kind of a reaction. But then once they started saying, you know, their comments and Katie had said something along those lines, I was literally like, I was honestly speechless.
You're right.
And it was crazy, and it really scared me after like going back like that night, and I was thinking about it. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is really serious. Like I need to like step up my game and like actually really really put everything into this. So it was definitely like best compliment I've ever received, but it was also, and you know, it gave me a lot of pressure at the very start.
Absolutely. I mean, she took it even further and said, you're the next Kelly Clarkson. Didn't she say that?
She did. That blew my mind. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You hadn't even started the show yet. I mean, I just tried to put myself in your position. I'm sure everybody did. And then, so you also, okay, you came in third on the show. And then later on, you went to what's called the American Idol Encore, right? Well, I don't remember what that was. Well, what was that?
It was, so they had this competition where the fans vote who they want to see perform on the Live with Kelly and Ryan show.
Oh.
And so the fans had voted me to go perform there, and I was literally like, I was like in tears, so happy, because it was awesome. After, you know, it was as cool as it was to come in third, you know, obviously I was a little bit like upset over it.
Oh, sure.
So it was really cool to still see that there were fans that were supporting me, and they still were, you know, there for me, and I was very, very, very grateful.
Now, did you say to yourself, even though you came in, whatever, third, but you've seen all these shows, and a lot of people who didn't come in first have gone on to bigger things. In fact, some of them have gone on to bigger things than the people who came in first.
Right. I honestly have kept that in the back of my mind, and I never want to, like, upstage or try and do better than, you know, Lane or Alejandro, but it's really encouraging to know that, like, my season before me, the girl who came in third place, she has like a hit single out right now, like,
right,
touring, like she's doing so well, and that was a huge encouragement to me.
Sure. I mean, just the fact that you got international exposure from the show, it almost doesn't matter what the number is, whether you're third, fourth,
right, you know, right.
Exactly. Well, those are my questions. Now I have 19 pages. I have 19 pages of Facebook questions. And some of these are a little bit out of order here, but there's a Lorelei Schiller. She's from Washington, I believe the state of Washington. She said, do you get bugged by social media posts like, you're a great singer, Madison, but how come the red hair girl? Do you, all those kind of things.
Well, there comes a time when you kind of just have to realize that the world is very opinionated, and kind of just got to take it as it is, and if it's criticism, then, you know, grow from it. But except that, as I've gotten older over the past year and matured a lot, the show really matured me very quickly, I feel.
Right.
You kind of just learn to, you know, scroll past those comments, because you have hundreds of other comments that are complimenting the, you know, like I dyed my hair, and most like 95% of the comments were really positive, and the 5% that weren't, you know, they get to you for a second, but then you just gotta, like, you know, you gotta be like, it's fine. Like, if you like it, that's all that matters.
Right, right.
There's really nothing you could do.
But do you feel that you're under a little bit of a microscope now? I mean, are you afraid to, you know, like anything in your personal life could have these people, you know, making comments about it? I could see you have to be on your guard a little bit, right?
Well, definitely, 100%. And it's really important, especially, like, because I'm 2018 in about a month, and it's, I mean, as I'm still growing up and I'm still trying to figure out who I am as a person, even, you
sure.
know, aside from music, it's really important to just stay true to who I am and not try to let people kind of sway me into what they want, you know, you to be, because they don't, you know, a lot of people don't really know who you are as a person, and the comments that they say can be very negative, so you just kind of got to take it with a grain of salt and keep moving.
You have such a healthy attitude. It's great. Jan Black, another Facebook writer, she said, who's the nicest of all the judges? Is there anybody that you kept in touch with on a semi-personal level?
Ooh. I think there's no judges that I personally stayed in contact with.
Right.
I feel like if I tweeted Katy Perry, she might respond, or she might like the tweet.
Sure.
But I feel the nicest judge, they're all incredibly nice. I'm still grateful for them. I think the nicest one that I felt really connected with the artist the most was Lionel. Because
really?
He was always the one, yeah, well, he always was the one to, you know, give these, like, really, really cool, like, big speeches, and it was so inspirational and motivational and kind, and he just really always spoke from his heart. And not saying that Katy Perry and Luke didn't, they just were very, like, they were more, a little bit more focused on, you know, like, the competition side of things, which is totally, like, it's a good balance. It's a good balance to have that. So,
sure.
Yeah, I think Lionel was super, super, super awesome, and I learned a lot from him.
Was there any conversation, you know, backstage or in between, whatever, in between segments, or did you ever have any other conversation casually with them, or do they really try to keep their distance being judges?
There was one occasion where we all went to, like, kind of like a press thing, and I got to talk one-on-one with Katie, and that was probably the first time I really got to connect with any of the judges.
Wow.
And she's just such a down-to-earth person. Like, it's so crazy, you know, how distant that, you know, celebrities get when they're huge, but, like, once you talk to them, they're so down-to-earth and they're humble, and she was just so, so kind to me, and it was awesome. But other than that, it was kind of hard to talk to them when we weren't on set, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Just because they kind of did their thing and they left. So.
Right. They want to keep the business.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Tom Scarf who asked the question, do you keep in touch with any of the contestants? Like, who's become the closest of the contestants?
Well, overall, we all kind of stay in touch. We have group chats and stuff like that. Everybody's off doing their own thing, which is
right.
really cool to see. But I think I stayed probably closest with either Walker Burrows or Alyssa Regu, just because they were, you know, they're kind of the younger part of the show. And there was a few others, just they stayed towards the end of the show, like they lasted through the later rounds. So I got to get closer with them, and it was really awesome to just have a friend, you know, a few friends there. We were all really a family, but just to have a few close friends is really, really important, because they were really the only ones that understood, you know, what we were all going through.
Sure.
It was just awesome.
That's great. Okay, now we're into the Madison the early years questions. We have a Nick Cornacchia, I believe that's how I butchered his last name. What's the first song you learned to play on, and he's assuming that the first song you learned to play was on a guitar, but maybe it was a piano.
It was actually, I started off on piano, and I did classical stuff, so I don't remember
what
the first classical song was, but I think, that is a hard one. I think the first song that I learned on guitar was a song from the band He Is We. I actually forget the name of it, but it was like a slower type of ballad song. It was easier to play, and me and my sister, we used to be a duo, and so we used to sing that song out, and it was a lot of fun trying to learn that song on my own, and you know, it's changed a lot since then.
Well, that woman Lorelei from before, and also he basically are asking the same thing. Is the guitar your major instrument? Or, like, if you're going to sit down to write a song tomorrow, would it be on a piano? Or I guess it would depend on the type of music, right? Or the type of song.
Yeah, it really depends on the type of song. I feel like I can, if I want to, like, write a riff that plays throughout the song that's like memorable and catchy, it usually starts out on guitar, but if it's like a ballad type of thing, it's definitely on guitar.
Right, right, exactly. Here's one from Marion Robarge. Was there a pressure of going on that show so young? And if/when you have kids and they wanted to do it, what would you say to them? Would you try to keep them away from the limelight, or do you think let them go?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a two-parter. two-part question.
So I think, it was a lot of pressure for anybody going on a show like that, especially, you know, being young, but it really teaches you a lot about yourself and a lot about the world as you continue on and progress in the show. And I honestly, you know, if my kids ever wanted to go on a show like this or do something crazy like this that people don't expect to, you know, get on or something like that, I would totally just support them 100%, because as bad as the limelight can get, it's also the best thing I could have done for myself in my career. And it's the good definitely outweighs the bad in that situation, so I definitely would encourage it. And
great.
For anybody that wants to audition, definitely go for it, because it's the best thing I could have done.
I have to interrupt the show for a second. There was a show on TV a long time ago called This Is Your Life, where they would bring,
okay,
they put somebody on the stage and they would bring somebody out or have somebody, just the audio of somebody from their past. And they would say, can you identify this person? And then you have to identify him. So we're going to do a little bit of This Is Your Life. I hope you can hear
perfect.
This. Yeah. Mystery guest, can you identify yourself here or say something? Just say something.
Hi, Madison. Miss you. I see you're doing really well in your career.
Did you hear that?
Oh, my God. I did.
Let me play for you again.
Hi, Madison. Miss you. I see you're doing really well in your career.
I think I know exactly who that is. Is that my piano teacher, Ginger Miller?
Ding, 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 ding.
Awesome.
You win the pizza coupons. Wait a minute. Okay, identify yourself.
Hi, Madison. This is your old music teacher that started teaching you at 5, playing and singing in my recitals. And when you were 12, I had you on with your sister, Taylor, playing at Saratoga Streets at the festivals. And I heard you really sing at 14 on my show at the Jupiter Theater. I knew then you had a super great gifted voice and you were really going to be a superstar. And then you proceeded to there to go to the American Idol, where you became a finalist, and I'm so proud of you.
Did you see something extremely special in her at that age?
Yes. When I saw her, first heard her sing at the, she was in singing at 5, and I knew she had a great voice then, but when she started singing at the karaoke at the Apple Wine Festival, she had standing ovations when she did the Whitney Houston song, I'll Always Love You.
Oh.
She really had something going to be a superstar.
Now, Madison, I recorded that this afternoon, and of course you're hearing some beeps in there. A stupid telemarketer kept calling me during that.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. They're the worst.
All right. But that was your teacher, and God bless her. She's 83 years old and still playing out, right?
Yes, she is incredible. One of my first inspirations in music. She's incredible. That's awesome.
We thought we'd pop that one on you. Continuing with the questions here. Oh, there was an Angela Kurtz. She said she is an obsessed 13-year-old. She bought a shirt. Or maybe, no, I'm sorry, Angela Kerr's, her daughter, is obsessed. She's 13 years old. She bought a shirt from you. She wears it all the time. She wants to know what your favorite musical is.
Oh, my gosh, that is such a... I would say, first of all, hi for that little girl. That is so sweet. Thank you for buying your shirt. And I'd say musicals were never, like, I never really got into musicals, but I hear that Hamilton is, like, incredible.
Yeah.
And that's a very basic answer, but I think that if I were to go to see anyone, I would probably go and see that one, because it's that, like, everybody just loves that one.
Now, that's actually an interesting question in a way, because there have been a couple of people on these shows that have ended up on Broadway or in musicals. Would you consider that if they ever gave you a role? Do you like acting as well?
Honestly, yeah. I there was a period of my life where I really wanted to be an actress instead of a musician. So, yeah, I would love to do something along those lines sometime in the future.
Yeah, I could definitely see it. They also asked, your songs or cover songs? Do you like doing cover songs? Or if you had your druthers and had enough material, would you like to just do your own songs, like singer-songwriter?
That's a really good question. Yeah. I honestly think that I connect emotionally more with my own songs.
Right.
But there's definitely a group of songs that I wish I had written that, you know, I definitely prefer over my own songs. So yeah, I'd say original. Definitely, I'd say definitely original.
Now, you have two songs out now, one from last year and one from this year. I'm assuming you're working on an entire album, right?
Yeah, so we're working on... we're going to be releasing it more as individual singles coming up, but we have songs right now that are ready to be recorded, and one is going to be out super soon. Really excited about it. It's definitely different than what I've been, you know, the last past two songs that I put out, and I'm just really excited about it.
Now, will they be all originals?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing for a first album to do everything on your own. You're taking on a lot there.
Thank you.
Well, you're so talented.
Thank you so much. It's been a challenge, but we're super excited.
And you're recording it in New York? We're just wondering. It must be kind of close to home, right? Or do you fly out someplace to record?
Yeah, we're recording, at least the next single is going to be recorded in New York. But I'm heading out to do a week out in LA up in November because I'm doing the anthem for the 49ers. And after that, we're flying to LA. And hopefully we'll be working with some producers out there and maybe get a song recorded out there or get something set up. And I'm really, really excited about that. I'm really like branching out and seeing different styles of producers and stuff like that.
Now, we're talking about all these things, recording and singing the national anthem. So that kind of relates to the next question, which I think we all know the answer. Do you get nervous? Everybody does, right?
Yeah, everybody. Someone says they never get nervous, I think they'd be lying. Because I try to hide it, but I honestly, I just sang the anthem last weekend for the Cavaliers, and I forgot all the words right before, and I almost, like, I got so nervous that I almost passed out.
Yeah, that's so one song. You don't want to mess
crazy.
Up. Yeah. this Lorelei, same woman, she wrote like 15 questions. She said, you look like just the opposite of nervous when you're up there. You just look so together, you know? So that's...
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And she also says, what do you do to warm up your voice? Man, this is good for other people who are singers or aspiring singers. What do you do? Because you really crank it out when you sing.
Oh, thank you so much. There's certain vocal warm-ups that my vocal coach has taught me to do, but I actually really like to go on YouTube because there's a lot of helpful videos on there, and just do some of the warm-ups that they have that people put out, and it's really, really, really helpful, and it's good for your voice to always warm up before you sing.
There's an Ann DS. I don't know what the DS stands for. If you could open for anybody, if you could open up for anyone, who would be like your idol to open up for?
I would have to say James Arthur. He won the X Factor in the UK a few years ago, and he's incredible. And yeah, he's definitely my biggest inspiration right now in music. He just released an album, and it's incredible. And yeah, I would die. I would die if I got to open for him.
Well, there is a woman, now I can't find her name. Jamie Flagg. Would you ever come to the UK?
Oh, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Of course. I would love to. That'd be so cool.
Now, you shared my Facebook page with yours, and you have such a humongous Facebook page. I'm assuming that that's where this came from. Somebody was listening, or, you know, somebody was looking on Facebook from the UK.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Do you have
I get
any
some comments when I go? Sorry,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I when I go on live sometimes on Instagram, I get a bunch of comments from people will comment there where they're from, and it's incredible to see like the reach of everything. Like it's so awesome. Like it's so humbling. It's great.
Yeah. Would you ever do a duet with Lane Hardy? Another question.
Yes, 100%. I think Lane is incredibly talented. And I love his voice, and I think that would be like a bucket list thing to do for me if I get to ever collab with him. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be a smart thing to put you two together. I mean, you're still in the, you know, so much in the forefront, so much in the public eye. It'd be a great duet. You should do a duets album.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
It's a no-brainer. Donna Monroe wants
if you're listening. I'm down.
Yeah. Donna Monroe wants you to perform with Luke Bryan.
That would be awesome. I do, too. I tried to. He came just back, actually, a few months ago, and I reached out to him, but I didn't get a response. But I would have loved to perform with him. I think he's awesome, and I love his music.
And there was another person that asked if you'd ever come to Nashville and record in Nashville. I'm trying to find that person's name.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Well, because Nashville isn't just for country artists. Everybody records there, right, and performs there.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, 100%. I would love to try and make some contact down there to record. That'd be awesome.
Let's see here. There's a John Gabriel wants to know when you'll do a duet with Richie Phillips. We can skip that.
I would say we could do it next Wednesday. Does that sound good for you?
I'm putting the keyboard in the car right now. You are listening to a real top talent, Madison Vandenberg from American Idol. Let's get back to it. Bridget O'Reilly asks, what experiences are on your bucket list? You just mentioned one of them. Do you have any other aspirations? I mean, you're only 18.
Right. Skydiving, I think, is one that I've always wanted to do, which is kind of weird. They're out there, but I've always wanted to skydive or, I don't know, crazy stuff. Go to France. I think that would be really, really cool.
Go to where?
France.
Oh, France?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. Oh, go to France. Well, I'm sure they'll ask you to perform in France.
That would be so cool. That'd be awesome.
Trying to see if I skipped anybody's questions because, there's a Richie Fox. I don't know if you know him. He wants to be your drummer.
Well, you should totally email me.
Oh, maybe next Wednesday when I play with you, he could be the drummer too, you know?
Oh, there we go. We'll have our own 3-piece band.
Well, in fact, I know I'm being pushy here, but can you hear this? Can you hear that?
Oh, I can't hear anything, I don't think.
Oh. Because I've been learning a song. Na 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 na. Zayn, I want you to sing with me.
That's awesome. Oh my god, I wish I could. Are you playing guitar?
I'm playing the piano, but my keyboard.
I wish I could hear.
Let me see something here. Let me try it this way. Keep going.
Oh my god, I don't know where to go, but I can't stay off you. That's awesome!
I just played with Madison Vandenberg!
That was awesome!
It worked!
That was great.
Well,
was
I know
awesome.
You're a busy.
Thank you.
I know you're a very busy person. I just really appreciate the fact that you got on my first episode of my new kind of revamped podcast, because I used to call it The Top, and I realized that didn't mean anything. I want to go with Top Talent, and you are the top of the top.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun. It was an honor.
And it was so great to see you, by the way, at Colony Center for Hilton Music. You came down there and performed right in a mall for all you folks that don't live in New York, and you were just... unbelievable there.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun that day.
Once again, her song is What I'm Looking For, and you can look for it where?
You can look for it on all major streaming platforms like iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube.
And also, if people want to go to your website, would it just be madisonvandenberg.com or something else?
It would be. Yep, well, it's just that, madisonvandenberg.com. There's all my new gigs and appearances and merchandise is on there as well. And once the new song is released, it'll be up there as well, and they can find it there.
And for us selfish people who live in the Albany area, once the song is out, will you be performing around here at all? Do you have anything?
Oh, 110%. You can definitely expect a lot of local shows, and hopefully we're going to do a tour in the springtime, maybe next summer as well. So definitely be hitting some places up in Albany and also, you know, across the United States. So we're really, really excited about that.
That's great. And I'll keep my keyboard in the car, so if I see that you're playing.
Madison, I'll call you up.
Okay. Madison Vandenberg, everybody, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, that does it for this edition. Thanks for hanging in there and listening to all the questions. And I really appreciate everybody on Facebook who contributed those questions. I'm going to try to keep that up each time I have a guest. I'm going to be throwing out the opportunity for you to be a part of this madness. So contribute your questions next time I throw it out there. And I really would appreciate you leaving a comment, hopefully positive, on whatever podcast app that you use, and subscribe to the podcast, maybe spread it around. I really would appreciate that. I have no sponsors. I'm doing this on my own. I just want to do this to get it out there. And hopefully you can help me get it out there. That would be great. My website, by the way, is
HireRichie.com.
That's HireRichie.com. That's if you are looking for somebody for your next party, your next wedding, your next private event. I can play for you. I'll even write a song about your organization or about somebody special. So you can leave your requests right on my website, right where it says contacts. And that would be great. You could send me an email at richie1077@gmail.com. That's R-I-C-H-I-E 1077@gmail.com. And I'm also Richie Phillips on Facebook. I have blabbed on enough. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Take it.